我们就按照我们程序单上面这个程序啊，我们现在请男生啊弟兄啊重唱，来为我们唱诗歌。
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，我要做一个简单的见证哈。
I'd like to share a small testimony.
在我年轻的时候呢，我想过我这一生要做很多的职业的取向。
When I was young, I tried to choose a career.
我想说我要做一个很好的销售人员，我想做一个企业管理的专家，就是在深圳的时候。
You know, I was in Shenzhen, I would try to do a salesperson, a manager.
来美国的时候呢，然后我就进入了计算机的这个行业。
Then when I came to the United States, I focused on the computer science.
当工作不好的时候呢，我甚至想我要开一个餐馆，甚至不福建的弟兄姐妹做的生意还要好。
And I said that if that did not work out, then I'm going to open up a restaurant,
福建的弟兄姐妹。
With folks from Fujian, and we're going to open up a restaurant that will just amaze people.
但是呢，我唯独没有想到我要成为一个牧师。
But then I never thought about that I will be a pastor.
那 这段时间呢，我就一直在想哈，神怎么样带领我做传道的这样的一个工作，把这个方向来带领我。
So, been thinking about how God had led me to this point.
那我就想到2003年，当我在美国的工作和身份出现危机的时候，那一次我把我自己的人生转向神。
So in 2003, that's when we had a job disturbance, and that's when I focusing on God.
那时候我这两天我拆开一下我的邮件哈，其实我那时候其实人生有很大的一个危机，我们的孩子出生，然后养家糊口的重任，然后身份的维持，所以我跟神呢就做了一个 deal， 我说神呐、啊，你帮我把这个工作保留下来，把我的身份保留下来，然后我就把我的人生献给你。
So I looked back on my mail, email, and at that time, I got a house, got like Samuel, that's when Samuel was born, right? And then career-wise, is a very turbulent. So I made a deal with God. I said, if you keep me this job, I'll do something for you.
然后呢，当这个人生的难处过去之后呢，我就把我向神许的这个愿呢，我就忘记了。
And then when I got a really good job,I forgot about the deal.
然后在2007年呢，当我们佛教会呢在佛罗里达有个退休会，那也是马里逊来华200周年。然后我和冯晶呢，我们就做这个马里逊来华200周年的宣教的展板。
In 2007, and we attended a Florida retreat. At that time was a year of 200 years anniversary of Morrison, Richard Morrison, that came to the United States as the missionary, the first Christian ministry in China. So my wife and I prepared posters, and that was a time that I really think about the missionary.
那一次呢，神借着我们的这样的一个准备宣教的展板呢，就深深的感动了我和冯晶啊。看到宣教士啊来到中国的这样的一个他们的侍奉，然后我和冯晶呢，我们的心里呢就决心，我们再回应神原先我放在神上的那个许愿，说我们要把我们的人生献给他。
So in this poster, this display that my wife and I both looked at how the Morrison came to the United States, how the missionary expanded in China, and then we remembered the promise we made to God.
但是大家知道哈，这只是想，当时呢，我们还是没有想采取行动。我们想啊，不知道什么时候，就再往后拖拖吧。
So we just thought about it, but then we delayed.
然后那时候呢，我去检查身体，发现我的肝病犯了。
And then had a during the regular checkup, I found out that my liver has some problem.
是，在这个难处当中呢，其实让我和冯晶就是。很惊讶，惊讶的是，人生并不在于我们的手中。
So in this health crisis, my wife and I start looking at each other, and we say that our life really is not in our hands.
那我们，所以我们那时候就再次回应神的感动，找牧师师母谈，说我们要把我们的人生完全献给主。
So we would decide to respond to God. So we decide to discuss this with our pastor and Ms. Shi.
但是我们走上在教会来走上这样的一个。宣教的道路，然后牧师师母呢就安排的教会培训我们来装备我们。
So I was equipped in church and we started this journey.
那2012年呢我们回到中国。那在中国呢神也是真的帮助我们。
And in 2012, so we returned to China and God also helped us.
那时候我们就像刚长大离开家门的年轻人离开了娘家，然后我们在深圳我们来服侍。
So we went to return to Shenzhen, and it was like a kid, you know, leaving home and go to a place that is very not familiar.
那在深圳的那个4年多的时间呢，真是感谢神的恩典，因为神预备了很多的弟兄姐妹在我们中间，然后让我们来牧养他们。
And then praise God that during these 4 years in Shenzhen, God has provided people that we can minister to.
然后呢，神也借着这些弟兄姐妹的回应来鼓励我们。
And then through their response, their growth, God was also encouraging us.
所以在深圳的那个4年多的时间哈，我们真是尝到服事的甜蜜和喜乐。
So during that 4 years, we really, really tasted the sweetness, the goodness of of a ministry.
那时候啊，牧师师母妈咪啊啊妈咪还有麦克问，他每年会到中国去培训，然后他们走了之后呢，我们又继续来，来牧养他们培训的人。
And then when Ms. Shi and Amami and then Dr. Mark Wen came to Shenzhen, and then after they left, then we will continue to minister to shepherd my flock.
啊，后来我们就回到这里又继续服侍。大家知道去年年底的时候呢，我经历一个手术。
And so after we return, as you know that last year that I went through a surgery.
那在经历这样的一个难处呢？啊，让我又一次感到呢，生命是何等的脆弱。
And then in this health crisis again, once again I felt that life is so fragile.
然后让我再次来反省呢，我的人生的优先秩序。
And then I look at my priority in life.
那我也发现了，在我人生的几个阶段哈，当我迈出行动的时候，都是我在人生。遇到难处的时候
and then I look back, and then every time I step out, and then this is when the time that I will encounter some crisis.
然后也让我深深感恩的是，啊，我能服侍神，我的全家能服侍神，在乎他的恩典。
And I also realize that God has His abundant grace is in our ministry, in our family, so move forward for us.
那我和风晶就时常在想哈，我们线上呢是不完全的。但是呢，神使他成为完全。
And then my wife and I just keep on looking at this is that what we offer to God is very imperfect, but what God has provided us is very perfect.
那第二点呢，我想讲到哈，如果没有这间教会，也就没有我们。我们是这间教会所结的果子。
And then without you, the church, then they shall be no us, because we are the fruit of this church.
啊，我首先想到的是牧师、师母、妈咪、教会的牧者对我们的装备。
And first is that our pastoral team, Reverend Schwartz, our pastor, Mrs. Shi, Reverend Schwartz.
那我知道我心里的悖逆，那我也知道他们为我们的祷告，他们的忍耐。
I also recognize that my rebellion in my heart, also their consistent, persistent prayer for us.
那时候我记得有一段时间，那我应该回中国前，牧师师母还有大宽麦克问，每个周六的早晨，七点钟到我们家来带我们一起来学习。
So before we left for Shenzhen, the pastoral team will come to our house and train us, and so to equip us.
但是我心里哈，我就挺大不愿意的。一周都很忙，好一个找个周六，我可以睡点懒觉。然后他们那么早就过来，那每次的时候，我准备好了，把门一打开的时候，麦克问和他的爸爸已经就。在我们的家门口。
Yeah. So I was thinking is that I worked a whole day, whole week, and then Saturday I want to take a break, and then every morning I open the door, they're there.
那但是我现在能感受到哈，当他们鼓响的时候，那我们现在就是他们那时候所结的果子。
And to look back, and now is that we are the fruit from their labor.
那在我们的教会当中呢，啊，和弟兄姐妹的一起的成长，我们经历破碎。
And then we will continue to grow with you.
刚才一个那个唱歌很好的那个冯基大哥哈，我记得我在师班的时候，那他说我唱的不准，然后我就跟他吵起来了。
So I remember a brother Feng in choir, and he said that my notes is not right. And then we had an argument.
那次真是让我很破碎，因为我记得我是很温和的，从来不跟别人吵架。我也觉得别人如果对我态度不好的话，我可以忍耐。但是发现那次我没有忍耐得住。
I used to be really, I'm gentle and mild, and I don't, you know, confront people. But that time, that instance, it just really broke me.
所以呢，神也借着你们的对我的关心、忍耐来破碎我。
And then through your persistence, and then also break me for the kingdom.
所以在回国的这段时间呢，你们为我们的祷告，然后关心，甚至在财务上的支持。都激励我们可以走到今天。
All your prayerful and financial support that has led us to move forward into today.
然后我也非常感恩我在这个 FEA 的这个大家庭里边。
And also I'm very happy to be in this big family of FEA.
那我们这里前面坐着几个都是 FEA 的他们的宣教士，他们的属灵的领袖。
And then the front row seats here that they were the leaders and also many of the missionaries in FEA.
那我住的那个小区里哈，每年我就看到宣教士从国外回来，然后再回去拖家带口的，他们的服事就像彩云般的来激励我们。
And then where I live, I will see, I will witness these missionaries that will come from overseas, and then they will also return with their family, and then they are just like the witnesses in the cloud.
那今天呢，起初呢，我是比较紧张的，但是呢，我认识到呢，我是这个教会所结的一个果子。
I was very nervous, but I also realized that I'm one of the fruits that's been bear from this church.
所以从某种程度上呢，我也像一个来旁观者来看教会的工作。
And also like an observer, how God is moving in our church.
第三点呢，我也讲到我的家庭，神为我的家，然后让我可以到今天。
And God also prepared my family to move forward.
我的妻子。我就不用说了哈，如果没有她，然后我也不知道我的服事能走多远。
My wife, I'm just gonna say hello, but without her, I really wouldn't able to move forward.
那在2012年回国的时候呢，我们就有一个特别，就是如果我们可以回去的话呢，让神来改变我的妈妈，让我的妈妈能允许我们回去。
To return to China, that we had a prayer that will allow my mom to allow us to go back.
但是奇妙的，他就做到了。
And miraculously, God made it possible.
那我的儿子和女儿他们中国这段时间呢，那在教会是，我也很高兴看到我的儿子呢，每天早晨他都有灵修，然后女儿呢，她对宣教特别有负担。
And then in this growth of our family, my daughter was baptized in Shenzhen, and then my son is also study God's word. So I see that they're growing in the Lord.
所以这些呢，一个是神在。预备我们的家庭，也是在预备我，也是在坚固我。
And God is preparing our family and to prepare for His work.
那这段时间呢，我常常想起一段经文，在约翰福音21:18。
So a verse that reminds me in John chapter 21 verse 18.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上。”带你到不愿意去的地方。
Truly, truly, I say to you that when you were young, you will dress up and you want to go the places that you want to go. But when you are old, that you will be dressed up by other people and they will take you to places that you do not want to go.
我知道我的眼光很有限。
I know my vision is very limited.
很多的时候，我想到我的自由，我想到我的自己的祝福。
I thought about my own blessings and my own freedom.
但是呢，神却要成，让我，让我的家人成为多人的祝福，成为他人的释放和医治。
But God has a plan that use our family to be a blessing for others, to liberate others for Him.
所以我就想起，如果彼得不回应耶稣的呼召，他就是一个渔夫。
If Peter did not respond to Jesus' calling, then he would still be a fisherman.
如果摩西说我是做苦奔蛇的，我做不到，我不能去，那摩西五经也就不会由他来写。
If Moses said to God is that I stutter, I cannot be used, then there shall be no the five books of the Old Testament.
那如果我不降服神，顺应他的呼召的话，神在我们的教会也会兴起其他的牧者。
And if I don't respond to God, God certainly will raise up other people.
所以呢？我有一颗愿意的心，我愿意把我的手伸出来，由他的爱来附上，然后作为一个馨香的祭来献给他。
So I was willing to open my hands and let God's grace come, and then let it be a fragrant offering to Him.
谢谢你们。
Thank you.
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
The Almighty God,
我们全能的神。
We thank you for the privilege of being here in this church this morning.
我们真的是为我们今天有这个荣幸到这个教会来感谢你。
And now as we celebrate this special event,
当我们来庆祝这个特别的仪式的时候。
The ordination Pastor Chris.
这个案例周启勇牧师。
We thank you for his ministry.
我们真的是为了他的事工感谢你。
We thank you that you have called him.
感谢你呼召了他。
And he has answered your call.
他也回应了你的呼召。
We thank you for his life.
我们为他的生命感谢你。
And now this church is going to ordain him into your ministry.
现在这个教会会安立他进入你的服事。
And we pray a special blessing on Pastor Chris and his wife Crystal.
我们真的是求你赐给周启勇牧师和他的妻子冯晶特别的恩典。
They are a team working together.
他们是一个团队，异曲同工。
And we just pray a special blessing on Brother Chris this morning.
我们今天早晨求你给周启勇牧师特别的祝福。
That he'll have authority from the Holy Spirit.
他有从圣灵而来的权柄。
So that when he speaks, he'll speak with authority.
所以当他讲的宣讲的时候，他是带着圣灵的权柄。
He will not be afraid to preach your truth.
他不会胆怯就不讲你的真理。
But help him to preach with such authority.
帮助他，让他带着权柄去宣讲。
That everyone will understand that he's not preaching his own ideas.
所以让每个人都知道他不是在讲自己的想法。
But he is speaking the truth that you have given him.
而是在宣讲你所给他的真理。
Make his ministry a blessing.
让他的事工成为一个祝福。
Oh God, use Brother Chris, we pray.
主啊，真的是我们为启勇弟兄祷告。
And may he win many souls to the kingdom of God.
哦，愿他为你的国度赢得更多的灵魂。
We also want to pray for his wife, Sister Crystal.
我们也真的是为冯晶姐妹祷告。
I pray you'll touch both of them physically.
求你真的是在身体上你触摸他们。
Emotionally.
情感上。
Intellectually.
在他们的悟性上。
And spiritually.
属灵上。
Use them for your honor and your glory.
求你为了你的尊荣和荣耀来使用他们。
This church is now ordaining him into your ministry.
现在教会是要安立他们进入你的服事，你的事工当中。
He no longer just lives for himself.
他不单单现在不是不再为自己而活。
But he's your servant.
他是你的仆人。
Put your hand upon him.
求你真的是按手在他身上。
Use this team, Lord, to serve you.
用这个团队来服侍你。
And may the kingdom of God go forward.
愿神的国度向前进，真的是。
We ask you this in the name of Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Jesus, 啊，今天是一个非常特别的日子啊，哦。在下面非常感动，当做传道在那里做见证的时候，我有很多感言啊，但是时间的关系我都不讲，以后有机会我们再来讲。那我们都听见了啊，周启勇传道的见证，现在我们很感恩也很慎重的啊，要为周启勇传道来举行啊，这样的一个按摩啊典礼，请周启勇啊，请周传道啊，红金姊妹啊，站在啊台前。案例成为啊，牧师是回应神圣召。领受神圣的职分，在这个时刻，我代表暗牧团，请你们再次在我们服事的独一真神之前立定你们的心向，请在主的教会前回答以下问题。问题一，你确信你要领受的牧职是出于神的任命吗？ 问题二，你愿意以你所信的新旧约圣经作为你服事的唯一绝对权柄吗？
是的。
问题三，耶稣基督是教会之首，你愿意顺服在他的主权下，依靠他牧养羊群吗？
是的。
问题四，圣灵是我们的保惠师，你愿意常常被圣灵充满，让谦卑啊，并受到啊，让圣灵成为你随时的帮助啊，让他成为你的安慰和信回吗？
愿意。
这时候请会众起立，我们请会众啊回应啊下面的问题。周其勇传道以后承受圣职，身为他的母会，请问你们愿意常常为他祷告并关心扶持他吗？
愿意。
Amen。 这时候我们仍然站立啊，请牧会啊的牧师啊到前面来，还有师母啊，This time I ask the pastor participate ordination come forward around them and to pray for him. All right, okay. And white together, okay. We all gonna surround around him and. We're going to ask the former FVA president, St. Gray, to lead us in an ordination prayer.
Tell us that you were looking for a man and you found Chris. And Lord, I pray that now as he kneels here before you with his wife, that he would receive from you the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit through which he does the work of God. Lord, we know that without you he can do nothing. And so, Lord, as he kneels before you, we pray that you would help him to realize that his life, his future, his ministry, is completely dependent on you. And so, Lord, I pray you would come right now and bless him. Bless him with clarity. Bless him with wisdom, has been mentioned earlier today. Bless him, Lord, with all the gifts that he'll need to carry your work forward. Bless him, Lord, with love and patience and those virtues that he'll need to be able to conduct the work of God. I pray, God, you'd help him to be a man of God, a man of prayer, a man who studies the word, a man who leads his family before you, Lord. A man who leads his church for your glory and your honor. A man who's able to reach out and to help lost souls come to Jesus Christ as well. And now, Lord, we pray that as he initiate this new venture in his life, that he would go forward with God. And so now, Lord, we dedicate him, his ministry, his future, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All can be back to see it. 我这时候，going to give some word encouragement. Okay. 请坐，对不起。
把我的 Bible 拿过来，好，后面窗户，我的 Bible 在后面那个地方，到那去吧，没关系，那是 OK， 那是 go ahead。
It was an honor and privilege to have been part of Chris and Crystal's commission to the work of the ministry in China.
就是我能够很高兴、很荣幸成为齐勇牧师和冯晶姐妹在中国施工的一部分，有幸于参与。
It's an honor to be here with you. This milestone in your life.
在你们这个生命的里程碑的时候，我能待在这里，我觉得非常的荣幸。
The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, and verse 30.
在以弗所书以西结书。
That's Ezekiel 22:30.
在以西结书，以西结书二十二章三十节。
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
God is still seeking for men to serve Him.
神仍然在寻找服侍他的人。
And we thank the Lord that He's found Chris.
我们感谢神，他找到了齐勇。
And we know that God has a service for you to do.
我们知道神让你对他有服侍。
And I trust that God would help you as you enter into this phase in your ministry.
当你进到这个新的服事的阶段，我相信神会帮助你。
But as we look at this man, there are five quick principles that I want to leave with you as you consider serving God.
当你开始服事神的时候，我想跟你讲五个原则。
First of all, this man that God seeks and finds must be a sacrificial man.
第一个，神所要寻找的这个人必须是一个愿意牺牲的人。
Secondly, this man must be a servant.
第二个，神所寻找的这个人必须是仆人。
Third, he must be separated for the work of God.
第三个，他是被为神的圣工所分别出来的。
And this man must be submissive to God's will.
他必须要顺服于神的旨意。
And lastly, this man must be sent by God.
这个是被神所呼召、所差遣的。
So as the Lord is sending you,
当神差遣你的时候，
we pray that you'll go in the power of His might.
愿你带着神的大能前行。
He's going to be with you.
他和你同在。
He's going to help you.
他会帮助你。
And He's going to give you a fruitful ministry.
他会给你一个充满果子的一个事工。
And we will be praying for you.
我们会为你祷告。
May God bless you and keep you.
愿神祝福你，保守你。
In His ministry.
在他的事工当中。
God bless you. Congratulations.
神祝福你，请祝贺你。
Father, as we come before Thy presence again,
主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们再次来赞美你。
We wonder sometimes why you love man so much.
我们有时候在稀奇你为什么如此的爱人。
But you do.
但是你的确爱了我们。
We're so thankful that you can choose men and women to go and take the gospel, give their lives for you.
我们真的是感谢你拣选了弟兄姐妹，真的是让他们带着你的福音去来到这个世界上做你的仆人。
Now as Chris and Crystal, we pray that you will go with them.
当你真的是祷告你和他们同行。
You have given them wonderful gifts.
你给他们真的是奇妙的恩典和礼物。
You have a path for them to walk.
你给他们一个预备他们的路。
You have for them to be able to reach men that are dying without you.
让他们真的是能够去触及到那些没有你要灭亡的人。
Able to give them the wonderful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让他们真的是能得到这个主耶稣奇妙的救恩。
Able to see men and women who change their lives become really truly belonging to you.
让这些人的锁链被折断，让他们的生命真的是完全被你得着。
Lord, we count this a privilege.
主啊，我们觉得服侍你真的是一种荣幸，而不是一种牺牲。
Not an obligation.
也不是义务。
But we feel it's a privilege to be called of God.
我们能够有这个荣幸来服侍你。
And so, Father, we're praying that you will just, we know you'll go with them.
主啊，真的是和他们同行。
You never call us and leave us.
不管他们去哪里，和他们
同在。You go with us every step of the way.
当我们每一步，你都和我们同在。
Even in the dark hours.
甚至在生命中黑暗的时刻。
And in the sad times.
在这个忧伤的时刻。
You're there with us.
你和我们同在。
So Father, we ask that you will bless them.
主父啊，我们求你来祝福他们。
That you will give them much fruit.
你给他们很多的果子。
And that Lord, one day as they stand before you,
所以当他们站在你面前的时候，
they'll hear that good welcome home, my good and faithful servant.
当他们会听说欢迎你们，我忠心良善的仆人。
Bless them, Lord. We pray.
主啊，我们真的求你祝福他们。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们教会主比特敬拜的团队很荣幸参加齐勇牧师冯晶姐妹按牧礼，真的是我们在主里备受鼓舞，感谢真的我们经历他们在我们中间的对我们的带领，对我们的鼓励，对我们的帮助，我们非常的感恩，感谢他们在主里与我们大家一起同行。我们相信我们的朱庇特的敬拜团队也会紧紧地围绕他们中间，跟他们一起信靠神，爱神爱人，像他们一样忠心的服侍。感谢神，我们将《黑奈尼》这首诗歌献给他们，其实也是献给我们每一个爱主、服侍主的弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
耶和华我的主啊，求你使我放下心中，放下心中所爱。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我打碎心中，心中翱翔，直到我在敬拜中献上自己为祭，无怨无悔不回头，直到我在基班大里的着名地，愿无悔，我在这里黑奈尼，黑奈尼，烧我柴火，我在这里黑奈尼，黑奈尼，烧我柴火。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我放下心中，放下心中所爱。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我打碎心中，心中翱翔，直到我在敬拜 天天上自己为己，无怨无悔无悔恼，直到我在天堂那里得着你，无怨无悔我在这里，你给你，你给你，
我们教会除了经历到神的荣耀之外呢，我们教会也要送给七勇弟兄非常贵重的礼物啊。那个要送给他的礼物呢，是释经学啊，是那个解经学的书，我想大概有二十几磅，希望他可以增强他的肌肉啊，身体健康，灵魂兴旺，啊，也在恩典跟知识上一起长进。我们就请知识会主席啊，洪俊弟兄来帮忙一下。
我很激动哈，不知道说什么。就像诗歌今天所唱的一样，哈利路亚赞美主恩，哈利路亚赞美主爱。今天又有一位牧师在我们中间，周牧师在我们中间，我代表执事会来感谢神，来祝贺周牧师，同兄姊妹，就这样一个可喜悦的事情当中，我们真的心里也充满着喜悦，我们心里也充满着感恩，我们心里也表达我们的欢迎和接纳。其中这些我就不用多介绍了，但是我请这个今天听大家的介绍和他自我的见证，我发现齐勇是一个很可爱的人。我曾经听说齐勇在深圳的时候是一个修理计算机的人，他把曾经帮一个姊妹修理计算机，修理修理的时候把自己就搭进去了，或者说他把自己就给卖掉了，好像没收费。他后来理念心智要来美国来，真是来深造，来学习西方的文明和技术。他学着学着也把自己卖了，把自己卖给神了。不知道收费没收费，我也不知道，他自己明白。 所以在这样一个时刻，我们真是非常的感恩，我们非常的高兴，我们欢迎齐勇弟兄在我们当中做我们的牧者。就像杨长老介绍了，我翻着厚厚的荧幕书，大家可能看不见哈，这是华人威斯比的一套解经书，华人威斯比的一套解经书。所以把这个代表执事会把这个礼物送给齐勇，齐勇请上。我们其实不是送给他一个很会炫耀的一个礼物，其实我们送给他是一份无穷无穷的时间来阅读来理解神的话的一份工作。这个读这么多书要读很多很多的辛苦。其实这个礼物不仅仅是送给齐勇的，也是送给大家的。当他把神的话理解好了，在神的话中，在光明当中行走好了，那我们跟随他们也跟得对，也跟得好。大家觉得是不是也是你们自己的礼物？谢谢。
好，我底下欢迎今天第一次来到我们。